Tonight I want to just briefly talk about how animals can be lights on our path, as they show us so much with their gentle wisdom, with their sharp senses. And my thoughts travel to my first golden retriever traveler. I want to read a census post from the archives that I wrote a year after he died. So this was written February 3rd, 2006. C. My apartment in Indiana, late March 2001. Books are stacked on shelves, on each other, on the floor. Story people adorn the walls. I sit on my purple chenille couch, the calypso flower print comforter from my bed, across my lap. Next to me, curled up with his head on my lap, is my new companion, Traveler. I traveled to Tennessee to pick him up. His previous experiences are unknown to me, but he seems to realize he has found his forever home. He has lived with me for 9 days. His fur is golden red. He wears a red collar and a green bandana. The only light is from the television. We are tucked into the couch, cuddled up, sharing the comforter, watching Natalie Portman have a baby, fall in love, run away from love, run back to it, and where the heart is. Traveler's eyes are closed. He must have learned these lessons already. Taste. Rich, cold chocolate ice cream. What more could a girl want, really? My memory chooses to believe it was Häagen-Dazs right from the carton. Smell. A candle burns, and the slight scent of sandalwood fills the air. I bend down to kiss Traveler's nose and smell his doggy breath that still has the faint odor of his dinner. Here. A driver revs a car engine and peels out at the stop sign. The refrigerator hums. The heater kicks on. Traveler sighs, yawns, sighs again. Drama abounds through the language. Words, feelings that sound through the television speakers. Toward the end of the movie, I hear my own breath as my tears fall. Feel. Trav's soft fur as I stroke his head with my fingertips. The cold ice cream as I indulge. The soft cotton of my orange and red striped pajama pants. As I watch the last few moments of the movie, my heart seems to pause for a moment. And I think, will I ever find this love? Even crappy, over-dramatized movie kind of love? Will anyone ever look at me and want to stop the world just to be with me? Will I always be alone? As I cry, Traveler moves his head to my hand, and I feel the warmth of his breath. My tears stop. I feel my heart. I have enough. I am enough. I hear my own voice say out loud, if it's just you and me, Traveler, it will be okay. And no, it is only when you let go of controlling the dream that you can be quiet enough to see it when it crosses your path. The senses of a memory. I feel like Traveler taught me about love and about opening my heart to someone else who wasn't really asking for much in return except to be fed and walked and for me to pet his head every now and then. A few weeks after Traveler came into my life, John came into my life. One of those stories. But then Traveler in 2005 taught me perhaps the most important lesson of my life. He taught me how to let my heart be open to grief at a time in my life when Several people were diagnosed with cancer. Then suddenly Traveler was diagnosed with cancer in the fall of 2004. And he lived a few more months and died February 3rd, 2005. And that night, that evening when we were at the vet and it was time to give her that nod and say I was ready to somehow let him go, I did feel my heart break. But I let myself feel it. I let myself be in it. And when my grandmother died somewhat unexpectedly 2 months later, Traveler had opened the window for me, I guess, to let some air in. So even when grief knocked me over, when my grandmother died, it simply knocked me over. I had a bit of light in the darkness because I had been there before. In a different way, but I had been there. It's amazing what one golden retriever who was once lost in a city in Tennessee, who through a rescue group found his way to me in Indiana at the time, who traveled across the country with John and me, taught me so much. I would love to know about the animals in your life that have been lights that have taught you, what gifts they give us when we open our hearts to them. It's so good. Thanks for listening.